Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" The Resurrection and the Life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a popular Disney movie called Coco. Have you heard of it? In the movie, a boy learns a lot about death. According to the movie, people who die continue to live on in another world as long as people on Earth remember them. The moment people on Earth forget about them, those people who have died disappear forever. The point of the movie is clear. You live on as long as someone remembers you. Does that sound good? Not at all. Actually, that sounds awful. That idea puts a lot of pressure on the people who are still alive to remember everyone who has ever died. Remember this. You don't have to believe everything you see in movies. In fact, there are many ideas in movies that go against what the Bible says. Jesus teaches us something better in today's Word of God. While he was on earth, Jesus had three close friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, two sisters and their brother. Lazarus got sick and died. Jesus went to comfort Mary and Martha. He didn't tell them, "Just keep on remembering Lazarus, because he lives on as long as you remember him." That wouldn't have given them much comfort. Instead, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." People who die don't live on in another world as long as people on earth remember them. Instead, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Everyone who believes in Jesus lives forever in heaven. Do you know how we can be sure of that? Look at what Jesus did. He went on to raise Lazarus from the dead. Jesus has power over death. Jesus has power to do exactly what he promises. Then, when Jesus himself died, he raised himself from the dead. Who does that? Only God himself. Don't let movies confuse you about what happens when someone dies. Instead, trust in Jesus and his promise. "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live." We pray to our Savior. Dear Jesus, you defeated death for us when you died and rose again. Help us to always believe in you as our Savior until you take us home to live with you forever in heaven. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.